Hello, it's your BAFTA-nominated overview show coming in your ears for the very last time this season. Always a sad occasion. We've overviewed the ass off this season. And to get us over the finishing line, I've got Neil Jocking, I've got John Gibbons, I've got Josh Sexton. Do you know what I was thinking as we're coming in? I feel like I've had Damian Cavana for about 90% of these. I actually feel sad that he's not with us for one last hurrah. So if you're listening, Damian, we're missing you. We're missing you. And you are going to get referenced because me and you, and I can't remember who else was on, they said insultingly to those who
were... Some of the bums.
To the other bums that were on. No offense, guys and gals, whoever you might have been. When we last did this show, we covered off five Liverpool games. Liverpool were hot off beating Leeds 6-1, I think, and getting that spectacular draw with Arsenal. The best second half a team's had this season. And we all surveyed the landscape of the final eight games and went, we're kind of going to have to win all of these. And I think we looked at the imminent five and we have three of those five, maybe even four of those five at home. And we said, Liverpool can and could win these. And lo and behold, they won the fucking lot. And that's almost never happened in our prediction world, but Liverpool have just gone and done it and not left us with egg all over our faces. So that's good. And I take a lot of credit for it personally, as should Damien, if you're listening again, Dame. All right. Before we get in, I want to actually put some context around Liverpool's recent form. I want to celebrate it, if you will. I want you to join with me. Liverpool's last 15 games, we have won 10, drawn 3, and lost 2. That's 33 points from 15. It's not shabby. We're running at 2.2 points a game for 15 out of 38. It's what, nearly 40% of the season? We are a team quietly in form. United in the same period have a 1.67 average, considerably below us. And Newcastle, who people perceive to have been doing well lately, they're only 1.8 to our 2.2. By comparison, at the very top of the table, City are ahead of us. They've won 13, drawn 1, lost 1 of us. So if the season started 15 games ago, City is still winning this fucking league. But Arsenal and us are neck and neck. In fact, our goal difference is better than ours. Our record over the last 15 is the same as title-challenging Gooners, who get all the respect going, that they're still doing the bits here and there. So there's a bit of perspective. So maybe we joked all season long about the turning of the corner. I think we quietly turned it about 15 games ago. It's got some horrible bits in the middle of that, which we don't want to talk about. Well, we will. Bournemouth getting spanked at City. The odd draw we don't like. But we turned that corner. So how are you feeling, really, Neil, just to take the temperature?